7:15 now, beginning of October, or as I'm referring to it for the time being, Hottober. There's some weather that's down in the Caribbean that could form, could not form. They don't know, so I don't really know what to tell you other than it might rain later in the week and maybe into the weekend. That's what they're saying now. So there you go. Tonight it's a Saints Hour with Saints Executive Vice President and GM Mickey Loomis. That's at 7 o'clock every Tuesday. And voice of the Saints, Mike Haas. Mickey's perspective is always compelling and honest, and they've had some great guests like former defensive tackle, now analyst Mike Golic, Saints Super Bowl champ Jonathan Stinchcomb, former defensive end Chris Long. Saints Hour tonight at 7 here on WWL and the Saints Radio Network. Pardon me? Okay. Well, we're getting ready to talk to the principal deputy director of the CDC. Fall season's underway. A lot of us have runny noses. A lot of y'all have runny noses or an unrelenting cough. That could be more than just another common cold. It might be an infection caused by the flu or maybe COVID-19 or RSV viruses. Viruses often spike during the fall and winter when the air is cold and dry. Not that way here, but it has been dry. I know some people have been suffering with allergies and runny noses, et cetera. And with that, we welcome in Dr. Nirev Shah. Principal Deputy Director of the CDC. Good morning, Doctor. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm okay, sir. Thanks for taking the time with us. What do people need to know about the flu, COVID-19, and RSV as we head into fall and winter?
Well, you know, fall and winter happens every year, and with it come the viruses that cause the majority of a lot of the illnesses that land people in the hospital, like the flu, like COVID, like RSV. But along with the flu season also comes the vaccines that help protect against them. And the main thing that we want folks to know is that the vaccines for all three of those are here. And the key with those vaccines is that they allow you to do more of what you like to do while risking a lot less severe illness. And so one of the things that we want folks to do is to take some time over this week, over the weekend, and go out and get your vaccines.
To be clear, when you talk about the vaccine, and I know I'm going to get some text from people here because I got people that text in all different kinds of things. The idea behind the COVID vaccine is not to keep you from getting COVID. The idea is so that if you do get it, it's a less severe case, especially if you are in one of the higher at-risk groups. Is that accurate?
That is exactly right. That is entirely accurate. You might still get a mild case of COVID, but what the vaccines are really good at doing is preventing you from landing in the hospital. And let me give you this one statistic. Last year alone, 95% of the people who were hospitalized because of COVID did not have their vaccine. And so right there, if you want to take a look at what the vaccine is doing, it's really preventing you from landing in the hospital because your illness is that severe. Again, you might still get a mild case, but overall, the vaccine is your best defense against landing in the hospital. And that's why we say what the vaccines do is that you risk a lot less severe illness, which then in turn allows you to do more this fall and winter holiday season.
What is it about the fall that makes these things come around? As you said, you know, we're going to fall and winter, and that's when this stuff happens.
Yeah, there's a couple of things happening that lead to this sort of seasonality. One is that we're just all together a lot more indoors, whether it's watching football games, going to family events, whatever the case may be. We're just indoors more than a lot of folks might be in the summer, for example. Another thing is that the colder, drier air makes it a lot easier for the viruses to travel a little bit further and for our bodies to be a little bit more susceptible to them. And so those factors, plus a couple of other things that are going on in the background, typically mean that around this time of year, we start to see increases in hospitalizations. And the numbers are significant. You know, last year alone, 800,000 people across the United States, 800,000 people landed in the hospital because of either flu, COVID, or RSV. But again, it doesn't have to be that way. The vaccines cut those numbers in half.
All right, Doctor, let me take a quick break for traffic. We'll pick it up here. We'll come back talking to Dr. Nirev Shah, Principal Deputy Director for the CDC, about respiratory viruses. We come back, we'll talk about Who's currently eligible to get flu, COVID-19, RSV vaccines? When should they get vaccinated? We'll talk about separating the politics from the science. Traffic now, WWL. 7:24, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Dr. Nirav Shaw, Principal Deputy Director of the CDC. Let's talk about the politics and the science when it comes to the vaccines. Doctor, I'm just going to ask, you know, are you guys implanting chips in our brains or causing heart disease or anything like that? I hate to ask, but
We're not implanting any kind of chips. We're not causing any kind of heart disease. All we're really trying to do is to keep people from landing in the hospital. You know, last year, because of these three diseases alone, flu, COVID, and RSV, 800,000 people landed in the hospital. 70,000 people died. Getting vaccinated helps you cut those numbers of hospitalizations in half. And so our goal here is to try to keep people as safe and healthy as possible. And so when we talk about the politicization of things like vaccines, it kind of breaks my heart, because what we're really trying to do is to keep people safe and healthy. And I think of my own mother, and I want to make sure that not only is she safe, but everyone in her community is safe. And so that's why vaccines are so important.
You know, I hated to ask you that, but I know there are people listening that think that, and I guess for those that believe that kind of stuff, no explanation is going to suffice, and for those that don't, none's necessary. Anyway, who is currently eligible to get flu, COVID-19, and RSV vaccines, and when should they get vaccinated?
Great. So here's the bottom line on who should be or who's eligible. Anyone 6 months of age and older is eligible for both the flu shot and the COVID shot. Now, there's another vaccine that's out there that's only in its second year, and that's one for this other virus called RSV. And RSV tends to affect people who are older or who are very young. And it's serious. It's one of the leading causes of landing kids in the hospital every single year. And thankfully, there's a vaccine for that, particularly for folks who are older. And for that one, the RSV shot, everyone 75 and over should make sure they're getting that shot. I made sure my mom had it last year. For folks who are between the ages of 60 to 74, they should also consider getting it, particularly if they've got another health condition that would give them a tougher time with RSV. Maybe they were a smoker and their lungs are a little damaged. Maybe they've got asthma, things of that nature. The point is that virtually everyone out there is eligible for at least two, if not all three, of these vaccines, and getting them can reduce your risk of landing in the hospital by half.
Can you get all three at the same time or not?
You can. You know, so for this year, I'm eligible for the flu and the COVID shot, and I'm going to probably go and get them this weekend with my family, and I plan to just get them both on Saturday. I might have a rough day on Saturday, but by Monday morning, I'll be feeling 100 back to 100% again, and I'll have just knocked it out. And I think that's what my family's going to do. So you can definitely get at least the flu and the COVID ones at the same time. You can also get the third one, the RSV, if you're eligible, but I do know that folks like to space it out. What really matters more is that you get the vaccines. If you want to do them one after another, 1 week at a time, that's fine. If you want to crank them all out at once, that's fine too. What really matters is that you get vaccinated rather than the schedule on which you get vaccinated. Now, you asked a moment ago, when's the right time to go? Mm-hmm. Well, again, it's really up to you. What I've asked folks in my family to do is try to get all your shots on board by Halloween. Because that way you go into the November gatherings and holidays fully vaccinated, and you really got the best defense possible.
I got them all, and the only problem I had was a sore arm, but, you know, you get sore all the time, so it's no big deal, really. Talk, if you will, doctor, about the dangers of getting the flu or COVID-19 and RSV compared to the potential side effects of the vaccination.
Yeah, you know, let me start with the flu, because honestly, we talk about the flu like it's not a big thing. Oh, yeah, I had a little bit of the flu this weekend. And I get what people are saying when they say that. But when doctors talk about the flu, they're talking about something different. They're talking about a disease called influenza that's caused by the flu virus. And it is a serious disease. And just last year in the United States, 20,000 people died because of the flu. And when you combine that with the 50,000 who died with COVID, you get to that 70,000 or so folks who died. And when we look at in terms of people who were hospitalized, it was about 800,000 people that were hospitalized around the country because of these three diseases. One of the benefits of vaccines is that it allows you to cut that hospitalization risk in half. So imagine that, something that takes you and your family all of a couple of minutes, maybe a half hour in the morning to go get done, your vaccines, can reduce your risk of landing in the hospital by half. Now, one of the things I want to ask folks in Louisiana to do is to get vaccinated at a higher rate than last year. Last year, only about 14% of folks in Louisiana got their COVID shots. With flu shots, it was a little better. It was about 36%. But the higher we drive those numbers, the lower likelihood there will be that folks land in the hospital.
Is there a site where people can go, doctor, to get more information?
Yes, please. The best website to go to for more information about all three of these vaccines and for locations where you can find a shot is vaccines.gov. Again, that's vaccines, plural, .gov.
And vaccines spelled with two C's, just to be clear. Thank you, doctor. Appreciate your time. Dr. Nirev Shah, Principal Deputy Director of the CDC, giving you the information hopefully you need to keep you out of the hospital. You can go to vaccines.gov. We'll talk to Ollie Cosell about the Pelicans when we come back. Right now, time for WWL First News.